Good morning. Welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:23. Time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can control are litter bugs. So we invite you to call in now. 877-975-9825. Good morning, Denny. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, people. Well, you know how you're always hearing the federal government talk about we ain't going to have money for Social Security. We're not going to have money for Medicare and all that good stuff. And yet, here's a kid with a cell phone that goes around the country just showing all the fraud. And he's doing such a good job, you already got one state's already put a ban on him. And it kind of lets you know what the federal government's really doing with your money.
Yeah, especially when they call it the Nick Shirley Law.
Yeah.
Because they don't want people like him to be busting the government for fraud and waste.
That's amazing.
It is amazing. That should be a huge wake-up call for people. Huge. Let's go to Slim again. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. What's really bugging the crap out of me today? Emotional support animals. You know, I just convinced my wife to let me get an emotional support parrot. Like, I could teach it to cuss, and I could take it everywhere, and if people are offended, I could just be like, hey, it's my emotional support animal. You can't do anything about it. Sorry that it's cussing. Have a great day.
Thank you. I like that. I think that's a fantastic idea. Let's go to John. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, guys. What's bugging me is something you said, Bob. This phrase, when you're 20, if you're not a liberal, you don't have a heart. Well, when I was 20, I had a heart and a brain, I like to believe. I rescued animals, and I did pretty good in college arguing with and crushing my liberal professors. And the brainless, heartless liberal professors dropped my grades for it when I made them look like insane idiots. Yes, I am bragging. Thank you.
Oh, no, that's okay. You could be both, I guess. And it's not my statement.
Yeah, but we get the gist of it, so yeah.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. Let's go to Tom. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Well, I don't know if it's Trump or his advisors, but this low approval rating that he is at right now is a disaster. And a lot of my not liberal, not rhino, Republican, conservative, formerly friends have been just going on for the past month or so about Trump and how he's not coming through. And if he loses, and if we lose the House and possibly the Senate, he's going to get impeached, and the whole country is going to be really go down the tubes. And it's annoying. Who's ever advising him should have seen this a little bit more clearly. And I'm very worried, guys. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, some of it is on him and his advisors, I agree. Right. 877-975-9825, call in now, last chance. But also, to be fair, the media is so much against him.
Well,
and they show where they show like 90 or more percent negative information about, you know, President Trump and his administration. So really, it always is an uphill fight. And yeah, we wish we were already done with the whole thing in Iran. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, you can't always predict how every single thing is going to go down, especially something like that.
You know, a great example of what you're talking about, it was during the whole World Cup thing. People here from all over the world who only knew what they knew about Trump from watching CNN across the globe. And then they got here and realized he's not who they thought he was. Our country's not who they thought we were. It was a really eye-opener for a lot of the world because of exactly what you're talking about with media.
I was listening to NPR and actually a BBC report on NPR this morning coming in. And they started it out with saying Iran is in a stronger position now than they were before because of their ability to the fact that they have shut down the Strait of Hormuz. Now, if they had said that 2 or 3 weeks ago or whatever, I would say, well, maybe there's something to it.
Yeah.
But there's absolutely nothing to it now.
No.
They're not shutting it down at all. But yet, here they have. That's their starting line of where they go from that. And I was like, really? You people just refuse to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, Bob and Greg, what's bugging me is this Lindsay Clancy, mother of three children up in Plymouth, Massachusetts, who killed her three children, only getting a life sentence. I'm sure that's wrong. Death penalty is more appropriate. Maybe Massachusetts doesn't do the death sentence, but it's just more of the whole prison industrial complex garbage. Hundreds of millions of women have gone through postpartum without killing their children, so it's just a wimpy excuse. Thanks, guys.
Wow. Taking a hard line on that one, huh?
I don't know. You kill kids, that's... I'm
a little bit more compassionate toward maybe the people and their mental health. And again, we're fighting an uphill battle with there being a stigma and mental health issues. If we truly want to address it, we have to get past that. We can't say how important mental health is, how important it is, and then say, oh, no, she wasn't crazy. She killed her kids on purpose. Oh, you're free to have that opinion. I just would like to. Maybe I don't know enough about it yet, but I'm not saying like let her out tomorrow and you know give her an aspirin.
No.
7:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Coming up, shocking gun stats from the CDC next.